aboard. Next stop, Nutmeg Junction.
Welcome aboard yourself, Ella. Haven't seen you since your training here a few years ago. Taught you everything I know.
Fortunately, they didn't hold that against me. I've been working the shoreline until now.
Well, you're here for a momentous occasion. Lee Conductor Margot is retiring at the end of this ride, and then she's going to bequeath to her successor her ruby red watch and her golden top conductor hat.
It will be an exciting evening.
I just hope the hat doesn't cover too much of my dark brown hair.
Dark brown hair? I hate to break it to you, but unless you have it under lock and key somewhere, it's been stolen from your head.
Not all of it. Look, right here, there's this one, and then there's this one. Two perfectly good strands of hair.
Oh, I didn't see them under the duct tape.
Evening, everyone.
Good evening, Lead Conductor.
JT, did you dye your hair?
Both of them.
How could you tell my hair was dyed?
I knew it was dying, just didn't know if we'd officially called it dyed by now.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Look, we've got some passengers coming. We'll return to this conversation later.
Permission to come on board, Captain.
One too many cocktails at the supper club and she gets silly. Permission to come aboard, Mon Capitan.
Conductor is just fine. And why, it's Nathaniel and Netta Chance. Socialites by day, world's greatest amateur detectives by night.
Amateur? I think we can upgrade the description to semi-professional by now.
Quite right, darling. Someone paid us.
Well, come on board and tell us all about it.
It all started on a dark and stormy night when we pulled up to the Rowling Mansion.
Will you get a load of this place?
Mr. and Mrs. Rowling are the largest landowners in 3 states, and all with the same house. Can you imagine having all that room but only 2 people living there?
Such a big estate. Did they have any heirs?
There was a rumor of a child years ago, but nothing was ever proven.
Well, it's so nice of the Rowlings to invite us to their party.
It's been weeks since we had a social invitation. I wonder why.
Maybe because at every social occasion we attend, someone winds up being murdered.
Then tell me this. What's being served at the party tonight? And how do we really feel about the Rowlings?
We are friends through social media, and I believe they're serving cocktails and light refreshments.
Cocktails and light refreshments? Then, my dear, we might be in for a case of a little murder.
Welcome to the Rowling Mansion. May I take your coats?
Only if you promise to give them back.
Certainly, ma'am. There's not much call for imitation llama fur around here. But we'll put a tracking device on it, just to be sure.
You're a pretty good butler there, fella. What's your name?
Jennings, sir.
Well, Jennings, here's a little something for the effort.
The emphasis really should have been on little. I haven't held that denomination in my hand since I was in the orphanage as a boy.
Nathaniel, Netta, there you are.
So good to see you, Netta.
And you, Mrs. Rowling. My, what a beautiful ring you have.
Thank you, dear. It's jade.
I can identify. I get jaded from time to time myself. What you say, Rowling? Wearing white gloves, I see. Very formal look indeed.
You're wearing a tie, Nathaniel.
But if I had known the party was this formal, I would have worn the collared shirt to go with it. How are you, Rowling?
Capital, capital. Now may we guide you into the parlor?
Sure, but before that, what's with the bowl full of cell phones?
We always ask our guests to place their cell phones in the hall, so no one feels the need to check them every 5 minutes.
We would have brought ours, but it's still connected to our kitchen wall.
No cell phone?
I'm still looking to buy a rotary one.
Oh, well, come in and meet the other guests. Richard and Margaret Flushing, James and Janet Cornwall, and Benjamin and Tabitha Marley.
Really, 2 by 2 in here. Feels like we're on Noah's Ark.
Rowling, really must insist getting a moment of your time. The investment opportunity may not last very long.
Not now, Benjamin! Benjamin Molly? Have you met the chances?
Are you in the investment game, Mr. Chance?
If we had a mama dollar and a papa dollar, maybe we would. But for now, the nickel we have is an orphan.
My husband Benjamin never stops pitching his schemes.
I wish he did before I sunk all my money in that risky scheme of his.
Might still come through, Cornwall.
Might as well have put it all in a filly at the racetrack.
Now, gentlemen and ladies, this is a party. A purely social affair.
Ahem. Beverages are served.
Tastes strange. Can't put my finger on why.
It's the carbonation, sir. It makes regular water taste a little fizzy.
That's probably it.
What happened to the lights?
Hold my hands, Netta!
Where are you, Mrs. Rowling? Oh, there you are!
Where's the light switch?
Someone get the hallway to get their cell phones.
Was that Mrs. Molly? Tabitha, are you all right?
Where's Benjamin?
I've located the light switch.
It's Benjamin Molly. He's been murdered.
Not murdered, but not doing at all well.
I'll get some bandages. Someone call a doctor.
And while you're on the phone, call the police. We're lucky someone can't shoot straight in the dark.
But who did it?
I believe I know who it was. It was Mrs. Rowling.
But I was holding your hands the entire time, right up until after the gunshot.
Someone held my hand all right, but it wasn't you, Mrs. Rowling. It was Mr. Rowling.
I hope you have proof, Mrs. Chance.
Mrs. Rowling wears a ring, and yet, when my hand was held, I could tell there was no ring on the finger. In fact, the hands were very smooth. Too smooth. They were hands covered by silk gloves, just like yours, Mr. Rowling. So, you were working together, but what I don't know is why.
My investment opportunity wasn't bad enough to deserve being shot. Of course not. It's absurd.
But not absurd enough to cover up an affair. When Mr. Rowling used the word affair, Mrs. Rowling bristled in much the same way. When I used the word orphan, Jennings seemed to take offense.
What are you saying, Mr. Chance?
The Rowling estate does have an heir. Isn't that right, Jennings?
Sir?
Of course.
Is this true?
I confess it's true.
But Benjamin was the one who was shot. Why?
He wasn't the target. The only one who knew the truth was Tabitha Marley. Jennings is the son of Mr. Rowling and Tabitha Marley.
So, Jennings, or Rowling Jr., you now know who your parents are. The bad news is one set of your parents is going to jail for attempted murder, and the other set has issues to sort out. So it's kind of a mixed bag, good news, bad news sort of thing.
The police are on their way, and now this estate will be mine. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Chance. Here's a little something for your effort.
How do you like that?
What did he give you, darling?
If we get into the investment game, in a couple of years we can afford that one stick of gum we always wanted.
Why, Nathaniel and Netta, that's why you're the world's greatest amateur detectives.
Semi-professional detectives now, my good man.
Last call, all aboard for Nutmeg Junction.
We're on the trolley back alley, heading down to Nutmeg Junction. On the trolley, by golly, heading for some nutmeg function. All the people we see and the places we go, we'll have you right back by the end of the show. We're on the trolley, by golly, heading down to Nutmeg Junction.
Look at this, Ella. I've got a new chain, so when Lead Conductor Margot bestows to me her ruby red watch, I'll have a good place for it.
About that, what makes you think you'll be getting that watch?
It just has to be me. I've got a perfectly good chain for it and everything.
Didn't you read the Nutmeg Junction Company email this morning?
I was busy.
Busy doing what?
Making sure I had a chain for the watch. Look, it's time to punch the tickets. I'll do it. Tickets, please. Tickets, please. Please have your tickets out as I come by. Thank you. Why, as I live and breathe, it's singer-songwriter Robert C. Fullerton. It's nice to have you on board. Are you coming from a gig?
Thank you, JT. Yes, and let me introduce to you my good friend, Emily Victoria.
That's a very nice watch chain. I've never seen one made out of macaroni before.
I sometimes get hungry halfway through the trip. Well, welcome on board the 1228 trolley to Nutmeg Junction. Will you have time at Nutmeg Junction Station before you make your connection?
Of course! I always love to stop by Nona Hannah's Junction Cafe.
That's just wonderful. Wait a minute, we're slowing down. If you excuse me, I'm going to find out what's going on. What's going on, Lead Conductor Margo?
There's a snowdrift covering the tracks. We have to stop and dig it out.
We? I'd hate to leave the passengers alone like that. They might get lonely.
I'll head out there, Lead Conductor. Give me the shovel.
She takes quite the initiative. I'll have to reward that gumption when I'm Lead Conductor.
Look, JT, we are going to need to talk after I dig out the snow.
Is there anything we can do?
Well, Emily, the passengers might get a little restless while we're stopped. Maybe a little music could help pass the time.
If you'd like us to sing, we'd be happy to.
Why, that'd be just wonderful.
Well, I'd love to play Unafraid.
We would be unafraid to hear that song. That'd be so fantastic. We're looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Victoria, Robert C. Fullerton, Unafraid.
For greatness, you'll show the world what you are made of. Heart as pure as gold, courage to overthrow anything that gets in your way. So go on, be proud. Let him hear your voice out loud, saying, here I am now, I am ready for you, I am stronger, there is nothing I can't do. Say, here I am now. just in time. Don't worry at all. When life knocks you down, rise and stand your ground. Here you are now. You are ready.
That was incredible. Thank you so much for sharing Unafraid. Tell me, how did you write that song?
Well, I wrote it for a benefit for Dancers with Cancer. And I think it's a great song for, you know, if you're ever feeling down and you need to realize how special you are and how important you are. And I feel like it's a perfect song for that.
Well, that message certainly comes through. You know, for the people who want to hear your music, because I know that they will, where can they turn to? On the internet, I assume?
Yeah. My website is emilyvictoriamusic.com, and I'm also on Instagram and Facebook as well under Emily Victoria Music. And that song is actually available on iTunes. It's Unafraid.
Wow, that's fantastic. Thank you. I understand that you might be able to play one more song for our passengers. Would that be possible?
Absolutely.
Walk away, they said, walk away, don't you go around him no more. Good looking, you were so good looking, easy on the eyes, shaking to my core. I can't breathe with your hands all over me, so bad that it's good, the only thing that I need. Smooth talking away, we were walking, then I hear that voice in my head, it keeps saying, oh no, here it comes again, it comes again. Oh no, I'm caught up in your cruel intentions. Double dealing, yeah, you were caught stealing my heart straight from my chest. I'm not innocent, I let you in, I love it that I must confess. Now I'm in deep with the things you do to me, so wrong, it's so right, I don't want to call to at night. Sinful loving, it's sinful loving, it's spinning around in my mind, it keeps saying, oh no, here it comes again, it comes again. Intense with you, babe, I've got to get away, there's nothing that you can say. It all starts when we drift apart, a moment of flies pulls me into your clutch. My body tells me no, that I should really go. The words stop me in my tracks. I keep saying, oh no, here it comes again, it comes again. Oh no, I'm caught up in your cruel. Oh no, here it comes again, it comes again. Oh no,
Emily Victoria, that was fantastic. That was Cruel Intentions.
Thank you. Yes.
That was incredible. Thank you so much for playing for our passengers here on Nutmeg Junction. Ella and lead conductor Margo are coming back soon. Ella, you look different. Was it the brisk exercise doing some good, or... No, it looks like you're wearing a watch. A ruby red watch. So I guess we'll match once lead conductor Margo gives me hers.
Oh, JT.
So Ella's the new lead conductor?
That's right, JT. She's earned it.
If I knew that, I wouldn't have made my macaroni chain. I skipped lunch for nothing.
Look, JT, we talked about merit-based promotions.
When I think of the upper management we have currently, it's hard to take that phrase seriously.
JT, it's been my pleasure to work with you these last 23 years. You have a wonderful rapport with our passengers, and when you're with them, that's clearly when you're at your best. Isn't that what you like about your job?
It sure is. It's just hard to think I'll still be the junior conductor in my 24th year.
The junior conductor's primary role is to focus on the passengers, while the lead conductor focuses on the trolley itself, the machine. Would you really want to change your focus now?
Actually, no, I wouldn't.
There's more to life than titles, JT. Can I give you some advice?
Sure, Margo. I can take it.
Think of everyone you meet as passengers on a ride we're all on together. Everyone is trying to get from one point to another, and they have their own voices, their own issues they're dealing with, and their own stories to share. And although this trolley, the 1228, always stops at Nutmeg Junction, in life, you'll never know when the end of the line's going to be for each passenger. So, celebrate every moment when you get the chance. If you really want something, work hard for it every day. And when you find something that makes you happy, take the time to recognize it. And then, if you can, share that happiness with others.
I'll do my best, Glee Conductor Margo.
Soon it'll be just Margo. We're almost to my last stop at Nutmeg Junction.
Will always be lead conductor Margo to us.
So, JT, I want you to have this.
The golden topped hat. Thank you, lead conductor. I don't know what to say.
May it always remind you of what makes you happy every day. Now, go on. It's time for you to do what you do best and finish helping the other passengers now.
I will. Thank you. Thank you for being our guest on Nutmeg Junction Line. Are you having a good journey?
I always have a great ride to Nutmeg Junction.
Hi, it's State Representative Michelle Cook. Thank you for taking the trolley ride to Nutmeg Junction. So tell me, where are you coming from?
Well, you know me and my busy schedule. I'm coming from Hartford, Connecticut. Busy times at the Capitol these days.
Now, you're a representative of the wonderful town of Torrington. Could you tell me about Torrington?
Torrington's a great place. You know, there's 36,000 wonderful people that live in Torrington. We have amazing elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools. And, you know, quite frankly, we have the best marching band in all of the United States.
The best marching band. I enjoy that type of entertainment. Is there a lot of other type of entertainment?
There's fabulous entertainment. We have the Warner Theater. We have the Nutmeg Conservatory, which is an international dance school. We have amazing things right here in town. We have a local radio station, WAPJ.
Wow. So there's a lot of opportunities for arts and culture in Torrington, it sounds like.
There are.
and there's amazing restaurants as well. And you know, if you stroll up and down the streets and you look at some of the different shops, you'll meet some wonderful people.
Real, and one of those wonderful people is State Representative Michelle Cook. So you just came from Hartford, where you're representing the great community of Torrington, Connecticut. That must be a challenge and a challenge and a privilege, huh?
It's an amazing privilege. And you know, it is challenging at times, but I think it's truly about how you look at the job that you do. And if you put people first, you put family first, at the end of the day, the rest of it all comes together.
And it sounds to me, if there's all that wonderful opportunities in Torrington, Torrington seems like a wonderful place for a family.
It is a wonderful place for a family. I'm honored to have raised my family here. We have four children, and our youngest one is a senior in high school this year, right here at Torrington High.
Torrington High, wow.
And, you know, we believe in the public school system, and he is the youngest of four. And so for me, it is truly about giving back to the community. I was teaching preschool before I decided to run for office. You know, and at the same time, it's also about being a leader and making sure that people know that they can be whoever they want to be. This is why I love doing what I do.
State Representative Michelle Cook, tell me a little bit about your philosophy when you represent the good people of Torrington.
Well, you know, for me, it's really about making sure that you're connected with your community. And as you go to the grocery store and you spend time in the theaters and you spend time in the schools, it's about knowing what the people need. And for me, my philosophy is definitely making sure that the needs of the community are met first and foremost. And the people that can't advocate for themselves, that's really why I feel that I ran for office, is to advocate for those people first and foremost. And at the end of the day, it's about making the community that I love and raise my family in a better place.
Opportunity. It's such a privilege to have you here on board the train. I hope that you have safe travels as you continue on your journey back to Torrington, Connecticut. Thanks for sharing this ride with us today, State Representative Michelle Cook. Thank you, everyone. Michelle Cook. Well, Lead Conductor Ella, congratulations are in order.
Thank you, JT. I have the red ruby watch, but you're wearing the golden top conductor hat, so congratulations to you.
Thank you, Lead Conductor Ella. And that reminds me, I'll be requesting a big salary raise.
You can forget it.
Well, it was worth a try.
This has been Episode 3 of Nutmeg Junction, a production written by J. Timothy Quirk, directed by Conrad Sinkowitz, with theme music written by Robert C. Fullerton. Recorded at WAPJ Torrington Community Radio in Torrington, Connecticut. Nutmeg Junction was performed by Kurt Boucher, Rich Sear, Robert C. Fullerton, Jandy Hanna, Michelle Cook, Josh Newey, Lana Peck, J. Timothy Quirk, and Conrad Sinkowitz. Thanks to our musical guest, Emily Victoria. Music by Robert C. Fullerton and Emily Victoria, performed and shared on this broadcast and online with permission. Thanks to our visiting passenger, State Representative Michelle Cook. Please like Nutmeg Junction on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and see our website, nutmegjunction.com.